Abortion was the wrong way. No matter how early it was performed, it was taking life. That was from Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Even she knew that abortion is murder.
My choice! My choice! My choice!
And the most popular pro-abortion argument is that it's my body, so it's my choice. And they want to make it out as if we're infringing upon women's rights. The problem with that is that it's actually not their body. The child that's inside of their body is technically independent, and here's why. Because it has its own unique blood type, many times. It has its own unique DNA. As soon as the sperm meets the egg, it creates a new form of DNA that is independent of the mother and father. And so to say that it is literally part of her body is false. It is a distinct, independent, autonomous individual that is formed at conception.
I think there's two things that make life valuable. I think consciousness, the ability to experience pain, senses and stuff like that, and personal identity. That's the best way to define life, is personal identity and consciousness.
There are people all over the world that are not aware of their surroundings. They might be in a coma, they might be mentally retarded, they might have certain issues that hold them back from being fully conscious or even aware of their surroundings. And that doesn't make them any less of a person. And so to make the argument that, well, it's not a human because it's not fully conscious, you're denying the personhood of millions and millions of people that exist in the world today that are already born.
So what constitutes a human being?
The fact that it is born.
Many will make the argument that if the baby is not born yet, that it is not a human, that the geographical location of the baby being inside of the womb of the mother is what determines that it is not a person. But the problem with that is that I am the same person whether I'm inside the womb of my mother, whether I'm inside of a church, whether I'm inside of a car. I don't cease from being a person because of the location that I'm at. And so whether a child is inside of the womb or outside of the womb, it's still a child regardless.
After it's been born, then it is alive.
And many will say, well, it's not alive unless it's been born. Look, if it wasn't alive, it wouldn't have to be aborted.
After it's been born, then it is alive.
Then it is alive.
Then it is alive.
So what constitutes a human being?
The fact that it is born.
There's no such thing as a safe abortion. Abortion is always, always taking the life of a child. How is that safe?
Bringing that child into the world and not even being able to provide for it, not being able to give it any kind of health care if that child got sick.
This is also flawed. It's an argument for changing the circumstance, not killing the child. You change the circumstance. You be the one to step up, to lead, and to change the circumstance. Don't just take out your problems on someone else, because that is an independent life. That is an independent human being. When you begin to understand all of this, it should come as no surprise to you that the biggest serial killer in America was an abortion doctor. Because abortion itself is, by definition, the most barbaric action that has ever been carried out in the world.
The baby is not an autonomous living being because it cannot fend for itself.
And the animal kingdom protects its own. You look at how hens will protect their chicks, how lions will protect their cubs, how bears will protect their cubs. And you think of how backwards it is that us as humans, who were designed by God, would actually kill our own? That we would actually take the life of our own?
So, effectively, it is a parasitic relationship between a fetus and a woman.
That's pretty incriminating to say that unborn babies are parasites. Even though that's not only scientifically inaccurate, it's very incriminating to your character.
My choice! My choice! My choice!
People will often say that we need to remember 9/11. And I think that we should. But that's how many people we killed yesterday in an abortion clinic. And, you know, you think about the fact that these children, they don't have a voice. They can't say anything. All they can do is scream out inside of the womb. But it's like being inside 9/11, where nobody could really hear the people that were crying out as they were being blown up. as they were being murdered by terrorists.
Sean, it's me. I just want to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and I just wanted you to know that I love you always.
That's number two for our place of life.
I'm on the 83rd floor.
I'm gonna die, aren't I? No.
I'm gonna die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
God.
We're gonna think positive because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
We killed more people than they killed in 9/11 yesterday. And Americans declared it moral. Americans said, that's my body. I can do what I want with it. It's my choice. It's not your choice. It's an independent, living human.
That should tell you something about the act of abortion and how horrible it is. If America's biggest serial killer had an occupation of taking innocent life, that says volumes. And the truth is that unborn children are human. Whether they're inside the womb or outside the womb, it doesn't make a difference.